coming up.
My surveillance system went off. I was asleep, and I thought a dog walked across my front yard. I didn't have my glasses on, so I looked. I said, wait a minute, that's not a dog. That's too big to be a dog.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.
And I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. A shocking murder-for-hire case in Austin, Texas.
We are learning more about an Austin businessman accused of hiring men to kill two people in an effort to hide an affair.
And in Sumter, South Carolina, an unusual suspect described by authorities as large, pink, and elusive.
We come out the door and look, and he's rooting around. As you can see, did quite a bit of damage here in our yard.
This first story, Will, has to do with a man whose name is apparently pretty well known in the Austin, Texas area. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Reed, Eric Charles Mond is a partner with a well-known auto dealership chain in Austin, Texas. So yes, I'm told that if you live in the area, you will know his last name. It's actually a family business that his grandfather started. Earlier this week, a federal indictment revealed that investigators believe Mond orchestrated a plot in 2020 to kill the woman who he was having a relationship with. Her name was Holly Williams. She was living in Nashville at the time. And also her estranged boyfriend, his name was William Lanway. They were both found shot to death in Nashville in March of 2020. And here's what investigators believe happened, is that the ex-boyfriend reached out to Mond. He was actually married at the time, Mond that is, and told Mond that he was going to expose the relationship he was having with Holly Williams, and he asked for money. This all came through in a text, according to this federal indictment. So again, according to federal investigators, Mond was behind this plot to have the ex-boyfriend and Holly Williams killed back in March of 2020, and they were both found shot to death in a car in a construction site in Nashville back in spring of that year.
And with this now being called a murder-for-hire case, I assume that means other people are potentially involved.
Well, right. So the indictment is all about this plot, a murder-for-hire plot, essentially. So Mond reached out to several men, according to this indictment, and hired them directly or indirectly to carry out the plot. Here's Tony Blahetsky at KVU in Austin, Texas, with more details on who those men are.
One of those men, Galeed Paled, owns an Austin-based security firm called Speartip Security. And just 5 days ago, Mond left a glowing Google review of that company. The two other men, Byron Brockway and Adam Carey, also had military and security experience, according to those federal documents. Carey and Brockway both had served in special operations in the Marines, and authorities say Mond paid them at least $750,000 as part of the plot. In a statement this afternoon, attorneys Perry Mitten and Sam Bassett said they are representing Mond and that, quote, we have spoken to Mr. Mond only briefly on the matter. We will understand more in the coming days and weeks. The entire Mond family loves and supports their son.
So, Reed, again, at this time, all four men have been arrested and are behind bars. So that is Mond and the three men who investigators believe he hired in this plot. Again, this is all from a federal indictment unsealed earlier this week, and we'll certainly be learning a lot more about this one in coming days and weeks. Reed, you've been looking into a story of havoc in a quiet suburban neighborhood in Sumter, South Carolina. What happened?
Yeah, havoc is right, Will. Residents of the Millwood and Foxcroft neighborhoods in Sumter have been waking up to find their yards pretty torn up.
Yes, he done it with a neighbor across the street on Thursday. And since then, another neighbor up the street had damage in their yard.
And looking at some of the photos, you just kind of go, you know, what could have possibly caused this? Is this some sort of weird prank? If it is, what's the point?
But we do have a suspect, is that right?
Yeah, we do have a suspect, and it explains a lot. The suspect here has been described by Sumter police as, quote, large, pink, and elusive, end quote. They put up a wanted post on their Facebook page with that description on Monday, and attached is a photo of one of the yards that has been torn up and a photo of a pig.
Residents in Sumter are on the lookout for a pig on the run, as it's already been spotted in neighborhoods such as Foxcroft behind me.
So a pig has been running around causing all this damage.
I know, it's true crime at its most gripping, but You know, it's a Friday. We can spend a couple minutes talking about a pig. Sumter police apparently started getting calls over the weekend saying that there was a pig running around in the area. Ironically, the Freedom Boulevard area of Sumter. And yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, which is, you know, why we're talking about it. But the post from Sumter PD does note that for the residents affected, it's not a laughing matter. There's actually been some pretty extensive damage to their property. One resident had a surveillance camera pointed at his front yard, and sure enough, one night he woke up to an alert and checked the footage, and he was at first thinking it was maybe just a dog that he was seeing, but he looked, it was too big to be a dog, and then gets a little closer, and it was a pig.
My surveillance system went off, I was asleep, and I thought a dog walked across my front yard. I didn't have my glasses on, so I looked, I said, wait a minute, that's not a dog, that's too big to be a dog. And it turned out to be a pig.
There was another resident who said that the pig is being chased by Sumter County Animal Control, but what he said is that it's apparently pretty fast for a couple hundred pound pig.
They was chasing it around, but didn't have any luck capturing it. It's a lot quicker than you would think.
All right, Reed, so what's the latest? Have they been able to catch this pig?
As of when we're recording this, no, the pig is on the loose. Police were actually discouraging residents from trying to approach it, saying that its size is a concern. It's not like a little piglet running around. It could be dangerous. But they did say that they enlisted the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources to help try and find the pig. And they're asking anyone in the area to call the police if they do see it or if they have any idea who the owner might be, because it does look like a farm pig, not a wild pig.
All right, Reed. Well, we appreciate your catching us up on this one. And I know you'll bring us any updates and developments as they come in, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm on a full-time pig watch here at Vault Studios and ready to fly down to Sumter if needed.
Good stuff. All right. Well, if you've been listening for a while, hopefully you know by now we're willing to cover any type of crime case. We are here 5 days a week. Again, if you're a regular listener, you know that you can find us Monday through Friday. If you're just joining us, we appreciate your listening. Also, check out our weekly show, new episodes every Monday of True Crime Chronicles. Listen wherever you listen to podcasts. For The Daily Crime, I'm Will Johnson, along with Reed Redmond.